Hello and welcome to Cyber Soundbites, the podcast that explores how best to protect yourself, your family and friends online. We'll also keep you updated on the latest cyber threats while taking a deeper dive into subjects such as social media use, the dark web and online gaming. Last year, the Cyber Confident team launched a series of online games to test the cybersecurity skills of MOD personnel. Six finalists were then invited to take part in the Frontliners Inter-Service Final, a game show filmed in a studio hosted by a presenter with contestants facing a variety of quiz rounds, all centering around the theme of cybersecurity. I'm Ben Cook, and this time I'm talking to Frontliners Champion 2022, Elaine Gibbs. I asked Elaine to tell me a bit more about herself.
My name's Elaine, and I've been in the Army for just over 13 years now. Previously in the Intelligence Corps, I'm now serving in the Educational and Training Services. So I'm one of the officers that looks after the education for soldiers and officers in the Army.
Great, good stuff. So we're going to talk a lot about frontliners today, but for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, are you able to explain what frontliners actually is in a bit of a nutshell?
It started as some online challenges. And they were all quite quite varied, looking at different aspects of staying safe online, basically. So it was open to anyone across defence, and I completed that, I think, in January or February last year. Then the top scoring people from across the different TLBs within defence got asked to come to a live final in London, and we filmed that last year.
Right, so it's quite a big ordeal then. So a quiz is sort of typically something that you enjoy taking part in, would you say?
Yeah, I'm quite a big quizzer. I enjoy watching them sort of on TV, partaking a pub quiz when I can. I'm quite competitive at sort of any level of quizzes, so this was right up my street.
Good. So you're in good stead then. And from what I understand, you won last year's Frontliners quiz. So a late congratulations on that. So how did you first hear about it? And were you aware that you could be in with a chance to be part of a live game show?
Yeah, I was. So I saw an advert on our core newsletter, and it just gave a link to the Cyber Confident Defence Connect site, and all the frontliner stuff was just up there sort of front and centre, encouraging people to have a go. I was aware there was a live final, but I had absolutely no idea that I would be selected for it. I really just took part in the initial rounds to kind of see where my sort of knowledge gaps were and see how good I was, but I had no idea that I would actually get through.
So what was it a bit of a no-brainer to get involved in the first place, or did you take some persuading from colleagues or friends, family?
Initially, I was really keen, like I say, just to see what I knew about cybersecurity and staying safe online and maybe what I didn't know and what I could work on. So the first bit was quite easy to get involved with. I just actually did it whilst I had some downtime at work. And then when I got the phone call about the live final, I was really kind of hesitant to get involved at first because I didn't think I had a lot of knowledge in the area, and I was a bit worried that I wouldn't put myself across very well on a cybersecurity game show. Mm. But actually my son, who was 8 at the time, just told me to get on with it. Yeah, he said I needed to be brave and just take this opportunity. So I'm really glad he did in hindsight.
That's good words of encouragement. Is he a quizzer himself?
He is, yeah. He's getting into it, definitely. Sort of any questions on Pokemon or Harry Potter, he's right there.
He's all over it. So on the game itself, could you tell us a bit about the rounds of games that you played during the grand final, or actually, you know, in the build-up as well, so these sort of preliminary rounds? Could you sort of paint the picture a bit?
Yeah, so there were three preliminary rounds, looking at things like password security, trying to look at someone's personal security and see if you'd work out what passwords were. There was a sort of general quiz looking at different areas of cybersecurity, and they kind of continued these themes once we got to the live final. The format obviously changed. the first round was very much like family fortunes. So we were actually split into two teams, and thankfully our team managed to get through that one. The second one was identifying sort of phishing emails or phishing texts or audio recordings. And the final round was like a head-to-head. There was myself and the top scoring person from the Navy. So it was an Army-Navy head-to-head.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds like quite a lot of pressure. And I can't imagine that you're sort of too used to having cameras, crews, lots of lights, lots of noise. Was that, did you handle the pressure well? Well, I mean, you clearly did handle it well enough to win, but how was that experience for you?
It was just really fun, actually. From the start of the day, the sort of the crew, the directors and everyone made us feel really comfortable. The pressure came on just when the lights came on. It suddenly got really hot because it was, you know, a very realistic filming studio. So yeah, it was really hot, and then there was that pressure of maybe a minute or two where you had to answer the questions, and you knew that if you didn't get the right answers, then you'd be out of that round. So yeah, there was elimination after each round, and I caved a little bit in the second round, but I managed to bring it back and get through to the final. So yeah, like you say, I obviously did okay to make it through and win.
Well, you did. I think you did quite. I think you did more than that. I think you did really well to win. Would you say that you're a naturally competitive person?
Yeah, 100%. I am really competitive. From anything from like a pub game to, like I say, quizzes, or if I'm, you know, trying to challenge myself when I'm on courses within the Army, I do try and sort of push myself to get the highest scores and things like that. So I am definitely quite competitive.
So this was a good opportunity to exercise that sort of competitive edge then. Were there any other contestants in the grand final that intimidated you with their cyber knowledge?
I think we were all on a pretty even playing field. I think I can only speak for myself, but I definitely did a bit of cramming just before the live final. So I think I found out on the Thursday that I was going to get through to the live final. And then we were in London filming it on the Wednesday. And I definitely did a little bit of cramming to get some extra knowledge, to maybe get some extra points. Yeah, I think it was pretty even. And there were a couple that were quite competitive like me as well. So it was a good match.
Yeah, good. So was there any particular sort of area of, you know, any subject area that you'd say that you're a bit of an expert in? Was there, what were your strengths and weaknesses, do you think?
My goodness. I think I had a good knowledge throughout the topics. I think probably my strength was speed. So not necessarily knowledge, but being able to press the buzzer quite quickly. And the last round was head to head. So it was answering questions as quick as you could to make the clock stop counting down. If I had a wrong answer, I just moved on and listened to the next one in order to get there really quickly. And I think that was what gave me the edge in the end.
And how many people started the grand final? And were they from, you know, all different parts of the MOD? Was it just primarily military?
Yeah, so in the grand final, there were six competitors at the start. I had myself representing the Army, representatives from the Navy and the RAF, and then other institutions such as from STRATCOM, which is a defence-wide organisation. So, yeah, six of us all together, and there were civilian staff representing their organisations as well.
Right, OK, so a real mix of mod personnel. What would you say your favourite round was?
So my favourite round was definitely the head-to-head. It was the most pressure, but obviously at the end of it, I was crowned the winner, and that was very exciting. I think it was really fun because we did a practice with general knowledge questions as well. So they obviously didn't want to give away any of the questions we were going to be asked, and we knew we'd only get one kind of shot at each round that counted towards moving forward or winning. And the one with the general knowledge questions lasted a lot longer than the actual one that's shown on the end frontliners result. But that was really, really fun to do the practice round and then to do the one where I obviously ended up winning. So yeah, definitely the final round.
Yeah, okay. So you said that your 8-year-old son was the main motivator to sort of, you know, encourage you to take part in the grand final. He must have been pretty happy once you came away with the W.
Yeah, he was. Got a nice trophy as well and some kind of cool cyber confident gizzits as well. So he was happy with the little stash, definitely.
Oh, good. So would you, you know, from now, we've got Frontliners 2023 coming up. You've been crowned the champion for just over a year, I think, in the way that it's going to work out. Will you be encouraging your fellow staff to take part in the upcoming game show?
Yeah, definitely. I think the cyber confident in general is just much more widely known than it was about 12 months ago. I know the magazines sort of come out and they're widely distributed, and obviously the messaging that goes across ModNet has hopefully made people a lot more aware of the initiative, but also a lot more kind of switched onto to cybersecurity guidelines in general. And so I think everyone should have a go at it and see what they know.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And do you think then, so aside from the sort of fun and games, do you think that something like this has had a real effect on educating people about some of the cybersecurity risks that they and all of us face?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the way that the game show was put together, it was, you know, very sort of fun to watch, but also the host sort of hit home some of the key security messages that we were bringing out through the questioning. So I think that was quite a good educational tool. I think in general, the kind of gamification of training is a really a good way to get messages out there, especially to the sort of younger generation within the army. I know a lot of our mandated training is kind of going that way, that it's all sort of gamified, and people that enjoy engaging with learning in that way are definitely getting the benefit from it.
Yeah, okay. So as a former intelligence soldier, what advice do you have for people to, you know, ensure that they stay safe online?
Wow, that's definitely a loaded question. Let's see if I know my int core stuff. Okay, so well, I think all the information's out there. So like I said, there's loads of learning on the DLE. I probably should have engaged with that learning earlier and not just the kind of the baseline sort of stay safe online stuff. But if you can push yourself further to maybe complete like Cyber Foundation pathway qualifications, and then make sure that you're not being a bystander if you see any kind of security or cybersecurity issues going on. So I know that Cyber Confidence also had the Challenge Me initiative, and I think that's kind of at the heart of Cyber Confident. We want people to be confident to challenge if they see something's going wrong. So that's what I've taken away from it, and kind of what Cyber Confident and Frontliners, you know, the slogan of that was the frontline is you. And I think everyone has their role to play within cybersecurity. So be educated, but don't also be passive. Make sure you are active when needs be.
I think that's such an important piece of advice to pass on. It's quite easy to sort of sit there as a bystander and think, oh, this isn't going to happen to me or whatever. But I mean, the threat now is just so prevalent. And, you know, I'm learning, we're learning from this podcast, speaking to people like yourselves who have a background in it, that we can't be too safe. So very, very sound words. So just going back to Frontliners quickly, would you take part again?
Yeah, definitely. I'd be interested to see what the format is going to be this year. I think it worked really well having some quizzes and tests that you could work on in your own time. And then selecting people to come forward and maybe go into sort of regional finals or national finals. I think that worked really well. Definitely be up for the challenge. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with more savvy cyber security skills than I have, but it's just whether they're faster on the buzzer or not, isn't it?
That's right, as you found out last year. Tell me a bit about how you were feeling before the grand final.
So I think the reason that I was really nervous about taking part in the final was I've never worked in a cyber specific role, never had any sort of formal cyber training. And I'm aware, obviously, there are units within defence that have that specific capability. And there are people with a wealth of knowledge out there. So I was kind of worried that I'd be up against one of those candidates and I would fare rather badly. But just for anyone who is thinking about giving it a go this year, you know, I started off doing the online quizzes, like I said, just to know what I knew and where my sort of knowledge gaps were. And it turns out I knew a little bit more than I thought, so I managed to get through those rounds and do okay. So if you're thinking about it, then I'd definitely say just go for it and see how it goes.
Perfect. I think we can all take heed of that advice there, certainly. It's a great motivator to sort of learn and fam up, I guess, on some important stuff. Do you come away with a trophy? Do you come away with anything that you can put on the mantelpiece?
Yeah, I do have a trophy. It's a pretty sizable sort of glass trophy. It says Frontliners Challenge Accepted on it. So that's definitely going to go with me to all my future officers. Yeah, people do often ask me about it, actually. One of the other prizes was a Cyber Confident Notebook, and a lot of people say, oh, where'd you get that from? And it brings out the whole story of the competition again.
Right, and I bet people are probably quite jealous that you've taken part in a game show. Well, look, Elaine, thank you so much for your time today. It's been great to hear more about you and your time on Frontliners 2022. Before you go, what's next?
So I've got quite a few courses coming up in the Education Centre, working towards completing my PGCE this summer, and then definitely taking some summer leave and hoping to get a bit of downtime.
Good stuff. Thanks, Elaine, and thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks.
That was Elaine Gibbs, current Frontliners champion. The Cyber Confident team are pleased to announce the return of Frontliners, so remember to keep an eye out for this year's Frontliners quiz rounds as they go live throughout June. Look out for more episodes in this podcast series. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more by emailing the team at cyberconfident@mod.gov.uk.